Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Big Ticket Morning Show with Jazzy B on the People Station, B103 ATL's number one fan pop R&B and throwbacks.
Good morning, Jazzy.
Good morning.
DeWanda Wise is here. Hi.
Hi. Good morning.
How are you?
I am so good.
Definitely one of my favorite actors.
Thank you.
Okay. How are you, beautiful?
I'm well awake. I am really good. I'm super happy to be here. Super happy to be sitting with you both.
Absolutely.
So listen, I didn't know her, but I loved her in The Harder They Fall.
Yes.
I loved her in the Jurassic World. I was like, who's this black woman they got in here? Yeah. And she fine.
Yes, very beautiful.
With the dinosaurs, and she fine. And now you got scary teddy bears. What's going on with you?
Popping from creature to creature. That's what it's all about.
Brand new movie, Imaginary, releasing in theaters Friday, March 8th. This is a creepy movie.
It is. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
People who haven't seen the trailer yet, break down the movie.
Imaginary is about my character, Jessica, who moves back into her childhood home mm-hmm. with her newly acquired family. So she moves back in with her husband mm-hmm. and our stepdaughters, and chaos ensues.
Ew.
Listen, there's a teddy bear, right?
Yes.
And it ain't really about the teddy bear, but it's about the teddy bear.
He's the star of the movie.
Chauncey is the star of the movie.
Yes, Chauncey's the star.
But Chauncey is scary. He's a little scary.
He's kind of cute.
What?
Well, until
right? No, ma'am.
Again, it's about the teddy bear, but it ain't about the teddy bear.
And it makes me think about you know those really big teddy bears that some people get for their Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Like, please don't ever get me one of those.
One of my closest friends sent me a shot. You know, Valentine's Day comes up. She gets like teddy bears for all her kids. Uh-huh. And they're all lined up and they're lit. You know, they're like lit a certain way. And she was like, you ruined this for me.
You ruined the movie. It ruined it.
It did.
I was
so
like,
it's
no,
kind of about imaginary friends.
Yes.
Which, you know,
kids.
Everybody has
yeah,
one.
I don't think I've had
one. I didn't have one either.
I didn't have one. I thought that was like kind of weird. Because I guess maybe because I had
a
household
full.
Yes.
But a lot of my friends who were like.
Only children.
Had imaginary friends.
Yeah. That's the same thing. It was always like my brother, and then I had a lot of cousins.
Yeah.
So we were always playing games.
We were preoccupied with other things.
We were busy.
We didn't have imaginary teddy bears for friends.
But I do think, you know, the thread of this movie, you know, what makes it for everyone, right? It's like, I know you had a childhood, though. Mm-hmm. I know you were five once.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
We didn't go to therapy back in the day, though.
We did not.
We did not go to therapy.
We just had
back
to hold
day.
On to
We
it.
Barely go now, but that's another conversation for another project.
The Wonder Wise in the building. Imaginary in theaters Friday, March 8th this Friday. So, black people don't usually last that long in scary movies.
They really don't, and without giving it away.
You know, not for nothing, you mentioned The Harder They Fall, and I cannot tell you how many texts, DMs, phone calls I got mm-hmm. from people who were mad at me.
Yeah.
They were so mad. They were like, why you ain't tell me you were going to die in the
exactly.
first place? They were so angry.
Man.
And I was like, oh, I'm sorry, next time I'll send out like the general email.
Please
I'll start
do.
A newsletter.
Please
that,
do.
That don't watch the movie. Here's what's going
to
happen to me.
To warn people.
But speaking of which, you're one of my favorite actors. I got a bunch. You are definitely one of them. Well, I don't have a bunch. bunch, but you're one of them. Thank you. I really loved you in Black Love.
What's Black
and
Love?
I was super, I was so mad that
Wait, what's Black Love?
Oh, you can tell me about Black Love.
So Black Love was a docuseries that was on OWN, started, created by Tommy and Cody, beautiful couple, with some
them.
TV kids.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I was, my husband and Alana and I were on the second season of Black Love.
Mm-hmm.
So what was, and it was just about Black Love?
Yes.
Okay, dumb
Well,
question.
They were talking about
marriage. No?
They were talking about marriage, but they were talking about everything that happens before the relationship, during the relationship, after the relationship, the challenges, the ups and downs of the of relationships.
Right.
And I thought it was so interesting. I was like, this is what we need to see because we have a lot of misinformation out here.
A lot
about
of misinformation and also a lot of like everyone's life should look like this.
Right.
So I think, you know, just having a show like that where you have all these different couples, you know what I mean, going through different things. It was really powerful because, it, you know, social media can be really toxically positive in that sense.
Yes.
You know?
You could have stopped it toxic.
Yeah. No.
Like, you could have stopped
it. Was
well, I mean, people see the outer surface of a relationship, but you guys actually go in deep and tell your stories.
Yeah.
But you said on one of the
never
series
done
that.
It again.
Yeah, why?
Never do it again.
But why?
I realized that we are not, me and Alana are not writing a book anytime soon. You know what I mean? Like, we just realized, like, we're not writing a book or going on tour to talk about relationships anytime soon. We were created, just kidding. But we met in 2009 and it was pre-social media.
Okay.
So this whole advent of like hashtag couple goals and like all that stuff is just really,
couple goals.
Ugh, it's just new for us.
Right.
And, you know, we just like to go about our little real lives, our real business, and we're not trying to sell anyone anything.
So you don't want to be couple goals. You just want to be just...
Yeah.
I mean, but again, you get real about the relationship, and that's what I like, because everything is not peaches and creams in a relationship. You
Absolutely.
Have to work through some things, and you work through those things, and you're still together, you know, through the ups and downs. So that's what I appreciated about that.
You mentioned the toxicity of social media, and there's this ongoing battle between... Black men and women.
Mm-hmm.
About
I know
who should do what.
I know
who's
it's wild.
Responsible for what?
Yes.
How do you feel about that as a successfully what I
that's
married
hilarious.
Person?
I'm super in that way, and that's also why we're not going on book tour, because what works for one couple won't work for another. You know, we met and we were super. We were our relationship evolved closer to like the relationships of the Greatest Generation, which means we met. Neither of us had anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like we didn't have anything. And everything we had to build together. We're two artists in one household. So, you know, that was the infrastructure that really worked for us. And thankfully, even now, there's really no power. There's no like money things. You know what I mean? It's like somebody better be working.
Right.
We got one bank account. Somebody need to get to work. So between that and also, I'm a Maryland girl.
Merlin.
You know what I mean? Like, for the premiere, I went with my very shiny, very fancy team to the Cheesecake Factory. Like, I love the Cheesecake Factory. I love the Cheesecake Factory. When I saw that, like, oh, no first dates at the Cheesecake Factory, I was like, oh.
First thing I'm like, but I like Cheesecake Factory.
I love the Cheesecake Factory.
What's wrong with that?
So it's just, I'm so far out of the conversation. I'm just like watching it on social with popcorn because it's very foreign to me.
Would your marriage have survived if Chauncey was in the house?
One thing I learned the last 4 years. Alano does not play, y'all. Like, Alano, you want him around during the apocalypse.
See, look.
Okay.
He's a man you want during the apocalypse.
Okay. That's a good man to have.
Yo, he's in, like, all the best ways, but also all the crazy ways. Like, Alano, he's always thinking I'm about to be kidnapped. Like, he is.
What?
He's on his job.
He's on the job.
He's on
I
the
love
job.
That.
So nah, Chauncey would not stand a chance.
Okay.
Wouldn't
Listen,
stand a chance.
You need to pull up on us this Friday, March 8th, in theaters, Imaginary.
Yes.
Again, it's about a teddy bear, but it ain't about a teddy bear. Mm-hmm. And it's scurry. Scurry. Don't be scared, but you're going to be scurry. Dwanda, we appreciate you pulling up this morning.
Do.
Where can people follow you and find out more about what you got coming up?
I am at Dwanda Wise on Instagram and TikTok.
It is very nice to meet you.
It
nice
is.
Very
and
nice
she's
to meet.
So much more beautiful in person on and off the camera.
Wait, she wasn't beautiful off
No,
the
no,
camera?
I said so much more. You
sometime me. I'm not full-time famous.
He missed the so much more.
I just like messing with you.
Dang.
Dwanda Wise in the studio. Well, make sure you go check out the new horror movie, Imaginary, releasing in theaters this Friday, March 8th. We'll be back with more Big Ticket Morning Show right after this on V103.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.